Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pep Talks on a quiet Monday morning. I'm back from New York, and it's great to be back in L.A. where the sun never stops shining directly into your eyes, making it impossible to see. So I went to New York. I went to upstate New York, not the intense New York City that drives one mad with both excitement and despair. The excitement of so much happening and so much possibility, and also the despair of so much happening and so much possibility that is unattainable. So I'm back. I'm back in LA, and I wanted to tell everybody up top that my show, In the End of Days, is playing this Wednesday and Thursday, May 9th and 10th. Please get tickets to go see it. It's selling pretty well, but I want to fill it up because I'm going to, try to get this show touring around. So we'll see. And anyway, so the launch of it is important here in L.A., but, you do what you have to do. I mean, if you're not in LA, you're not going to see this Wednesday and Thursday. But if you are in LA and you don't feel like going, I totally understand that too, because there's such a heaviness sometimes to our physical being, isn't there? It just can be so heavy with worry, heavy with worry, heavy with excitement, pleasure and pain, basically, is what weighs us down. And I guess an enlightened state is to kind of realize that pleasure and pain are both the same sides of one coin, and that coin is striving to be things when we already are complete. And that brings us to our first sponsor, Chatsworth Actors Guild. Chatsworth Actors Guild is our first sponsor today. And I just want to thank, by the way, all our sponsors. They're just great. These are real sponsors, by the way. The copy is just written by Matt Rasamoto. Rasamoto, I had been pronouncing his name wrong. There is a Japanese intonation in there. And Matt is also the producer of the podcast. So it's great that he takes these sponsors and puts it into something that is readable. So anyway, Chatsworth Actors Guild. Since our last ad for the Chatsworth Actors Guild, the calls and emails will not stop. Eddie, how do I get my CAG card? Eddie, tell me more about the benefits of being a CAG member. Eddie, I Googled full access to Backpage website, and now the FBI is watching my house. Listen up. I'm about to tell you how easy it is to join the fun at the Chatsworth Actors Guild. Do you love acting, real grit of the moment acting? Do you have a need to display your raw, nubile talent? Are you a certified masseuse, or can easily hold on, let me get that one again. And by the way, the only reason I'm laughing during the reading of these ads is because I am being tickled by God. Are you a certified masseuse, or can easily print something certification-like? Stop it, God. Stop tickling me. I'm sorry, folks. Let's get back to the Chatsworth Actors Guild. Are you a certified masseuse, or can easily print something certification-like? Can you swallow a balloon animal? If you can unwrap a Toblerone without using your hands, come on down to this sea. By the way, unwrapping a Toblerone, which is that candy bar from, I believe, one of the Nordic countries where it is dark and God is inaccessible. Sometimes in these Nordic countries, they have nights that go on for months, And it is there that you find your true self, which is usually a despairing alcoholic who wanders the streets of Finland looking to kill his doppelganger. But anyway, back to Chatsworth. If you can unwrap a Toblerone without using your hands, come on down to the Chatsworth Actors Guild Recruitment Center, conveniently located inside a black 2000... inside a black 2004 Escalade parked next to the Kmart themed shanty town. Let me finish this. If you can unwrap a Toblerone without using... Now, folks, these are real ads, and, you know, you must heed them. This is the Chatsworth Actors Guild, and if you know, you know, the San Fernando Valley, Chatsworth is a very... it's a very important part of it. If you can unwrap a Toblerone without using your hands, come on down to the Chatsworth Actors Guild Recruitment Center, conveniently located inside a black 2004 Escalade parked next to the Kmart theme shop. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. God is tickling me from the inside. And what God is doing is that, you know, when you laugh, by the way, that is God speaking to your highest self. It is God's tool. Laughter is God's tool to let you drop all that worries you. That is what laughter is. Let me repeat that. Laughter is God's tool that makes you drop everything that you are worried about, because ultimately, worry and actually everything is unreal. The only thing that is real is the absolute stillness that pervades the universe, and that exists before you were born and after you die. And we were actually never born, and we will never die. And that is laughter's purpose. So let's say you're laughing at some sitcom on television. God, and that's a hard thing to do, by the way, because sitcoms are usually pretty horrible. So if you're laughing at that, you're in deep, deep pain. You're in deep pain if you're laughing at a television sitcom. But that pain is being released. And that's what God is doing. And that's what you're witnessing now as I read this real ad written by Matt Rasamoto of Japanese descent. So I'm going to try to get through this again. This is about the Chatsworth Actors Guild, where you can find your potential as an actor. And I'm going to finish this up if it kills me. And by the way, I was never born and never will die. So can it kill me? It can kill a version of what you think I am. Do you know what I mean, folks? If you can unwrap a Toblerone without using your hands, come on down to the Chatsworth Actor Guild Recruitment Center, conveniently located inside a black 2004 Escalade parked next to the Kmart-themed shanty town on Vassar. Bring $40 and ask. Bring $40. Oh, God, stop tickling me. Bring $40 and ask for the Swede. Yes, the world is your oyster when you join CAG. And always remember, you have to tell us... And always remember, you have to tell us if you are a cop. All right. Well, that went well, I thought. Don't you, folks? That's the Chatsworth Actors Guild. We also, let me talk before I get into the phone calls, which were various. And thank you again for calling and leaving your lovely messages on the machine. Let's see. I got some good calls this week, but I will let you know. The number, by the way, to call is 424-262-0904. That number again to leave a comment or question or just show some love to the Pep Talks podcast is 424-262-0904. So I was in New York and upstate New York. I was in Saugerties with my best buddies, and I did a show up there at the Colony, which is a great place to perform. It's mostly music, but it's branching out into comedy, and Mike, who runs it, and Neil, who owns it, are great guys, and it's going to be a really cool place for a lot of comedians. So I feel like I'm kind of in the ground floor of the new owners, and it was a great show. I had a lot of good buddies show up, a lot of great fans, and I was on stage, you know, just doing non sequiturs. My favorite thing to do as a comedian is not so much really formed, perfect bits of comedy, but the unformed wildness of absurdity and kind of stream of consciousness, but not just stream of consciousness that goes nowhere, but it's kind of a stream of consciousness into the absurdity of life. You know what I mean? Like, I just hook into this absurd telling of how this absurd like energy that for me is really funny, and hopefully for the audience too, where I go off into I don't know, just like kind of I the best way I can put it is like I go into this without trying to sound too pretentious. I go into this like just place where I don't even know what I'm saying, but it feels funny. And that's something that just kind of happens with me. And that's the place that I'm always the happiest and the funniest when I'm trying to be funny. And it's like life itself. You know, when you try to do something, what you're doing is trying. You're not doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you don't, I want to get to some of these calls. I had a bunch of calls. Again, some of them whacked out, but some of them great. Okay, let's go to this first one. This is from Dara, and here we go. I hope you can hear this.
Yeah, this is Dara. I was told that if I called this number, I could be excused from jury duty. My doctor wouldn't sign the note, and I'm really kind of running out of options here. It's not that I don't want to do my civic duty. It's just that I know that everybody is guilty of something, and I can't help but I think that would taint my perspective. So anyway, just give me a call back and let me know what you can do. Okay, great. Bye-bye.
No, that was a great message. That was from Dara, and she wants to get out of jury duty because essentially she knows that everybody is guilty of something. And of course that's going to taint her perspective. And she was told to call the number that I gave you guys, which is 424-262-0904. And she is absolutely right. She is absolutely right. We are all guilty of something, and usually it's grave. You know what I mean? Like people go, you know, to court for specific things, like they stole they stole money from somebody, or they murdered somebody, they abused somebody, and then there is a trial to see if that's true or not. But even the people who are judging the person who performed the heinous act or didn't perform the heinous act, even if they didn't perform the heinous act, they are guilty of something. And usually what they are guilty of is just existing. And in our existence, because we believe that everything is real and everything is important, what we are guilty of is not being our true selves, which is love. And Dara is sensing that. She knows that her perspective is tainted because she sees everybody as guilty. Dara is obviously guilty herself, or else she couldn't see the guilt in others. And I want to thank you for calling, Dara. That was a terrific call. And now let's go to another call. This one is from Sarah. And here we go.
Hi, Eddie. It's Sarah, your biggest fan who moved out to the Midwest. So I have a question. It's semi-spiritual in nature. So Eckhart Tolle says that you can't expect a person to act above their level of consciousness. You're only setting yourself up for disappointment, for suffering, if you do. Therefore, you have to accept that your parents did the best that they could do. Even if they did a really crummy job, they did the best they could do. And you have to accept essentially that everyone is doing the best they can for their level of consciousness. So what does that really look like when you view everyone through that lens? Like when we pay attention to Donald Trump and we pay attention to the news of the day, if we view them through that lens, would we feel less disappointed? Would we be at peace? Is that the goal? What are your thoughts?
Now, that actually is a great question, whereas Dara, this is Dara and Sarah, by the way, which is strange that those names are so close. But Sarah, what a great question, or what a brilliant observation in a way. Like Dara's question about, oh, can I be excused from jury duty because I think everyone is tainted with guilt. Now, that was very funny, but what Sarah's saying is brilliant, which is, you know, Eckhart Tolle saying that people can only be expected to can only act from the consciousness they have. And how would that affect then the viewing of someone like Donald Trump? Using the lowest form of consciousness. And whenever you're talking about consciousness, if you want to, in shorthand, say that this form of consciousness is the lowest consciousness, just say Trump consciousness, because that is the lowest form of consciousness. It's just complete ego-based, and it's just all about self and aggrandizement and greed and horror. Now, so Sarah's question is, if we had, you know, if we didn't have expectations of people acting consciously, and we just knew that they were kind of quote unquote doing their best, would that put us at peace? And I believe it would. The key element there is, and this is always what it comes down to, is that you yourself, Sarah, and everybody listening, have to be at peace. You yourself have to be at peace with your consciousness and have to realize that your thoughts are just thoughts. They're just passing thoughts, and everything is just comes and goes. Everything just arises and disappears, including the Donald Trumps of the world. Now, it almost seems callous to say that when Donald Trump is doing Donald Trump and his minions, and what I mean by minions are all the people profiting from a Donald Trump presidency, and all the people profiting from a Donald Trump presidency are all the oligarchs that run the country, Wall Street, all the big money people who benefit from this imbecilic consciousness that is all about raping the planet for gain. Our ecosystem is on the verge of collapse, yet more and more of it is commodified. Yet back to the question, if we realize that they're only doing the best we can, if we realize that they are only doing, I don't know, the best they can or coming from a certain consciousness, will it put us at peace? And the answer is yes and no, because on the one hand, you realize that they are so limited. But on the other hand, you also see the damage being done. And then there's the deeper consciousness and liberation, which is to realize that, and this is hard to even verbalize, but to realize that all is complete and all is whole. We just have to be still and realize that. And even when we want to change things, and we are, like, people are moving toward changing this evil, and the evil is not just Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a hood ornament for this evil. The evil is the rapacious greed that has taken over. The evil is the obsession with self. Donald Trump is a great example of the obsession with self that pervades our culture. You know, the culture of look at me, the culture of the selfie, the culture of narcissism instead of caring about others, the culture of, you know, it's all about fame and spectacle. Everything is a great big spectacle, and everything is for our enjoyment. Everything is for our pleasure instead of just a beautiful evenness, or the middle road, as the Buddhists say. And I think this is a good time, and thank you, Sarah, for that great call, and it's great to hear from you. And now let's go to another sponsor, and it's a great sponsor, and it's called Luxo In-Flight Catheters, and they've been a great friend of this show, and now I want to read the copy written by Matt Rasamoto of Japanese descent. Luxo In-Flight Catheters. Flying can be a real pain. Nothing is worse than being seated in first class and having to wait for the disenfranchised passengers of coach to file past you, waiting for the stewardesses to close the main cabin curtain just so you can cath. And in first class, we love to cath. When you are as influential as I am, you do not touch your penis for anything that isn't a business deal or mopping up cocaine. That's why the makers of luxury catheters for your car have made luxury catheters for first class. As soon as the beige pleasure of the first class seat feels weight, our most sophisticated robotic arm will spear a plastic tube into your genitals with the careful precision of a child's first time coloring within the lines. Just as things in the overhead containers can shift during a flight, we know that catheters can sometimes need adjusting. Our patented in-flight system notices even the slightest turbulence and will activate what we call the star scream procedure, wherein a large catheter goes deeper, securing itself over the original cath and solidly to the pelvic bone. Next time you plan a flight, ask if they cath, because at Luxo, the future is wow. Yes, so Luxo in-flight catheters, and isn't that great that you can now fly and get something inserted into your penis like that, a catheter. It's just a beautiful thing, and they're a great company that, you know, while you travel, catheters are inserted in your penis. And I just want to say thank you to Luxo In-Flight In-Flight Caterers. They have just been a great friend to the show, and I love them. And let's go back to another call, and here we are.
Hi, Eddie. Eddie. My name is Marie Orsini. I live in Connecticut. I'm getting married on June 16th. And my fiance and I have been together for 9 years. But I wanted to know if you had any advice for two highly anxious people to make a marriage work. Also, if you're available June 16th to travel to Waterbury, Connecticut, I would appreciate it if you would be able to walk me down the aisle. Let me know. Thanks.
Oh, so there's a couple of questions from Marie. She's getting married on June 16th. Her fiance and her have been together for 9 years, and she wanted to know if I had any advice for 200 people to make a marriage work and if I would walk her down the aisle. Yes, I certainly will walk you down the aisle, Marie, absolutely. Anybody who wants me to be at their wedding knows that I will be there, and I will walk people down the aisle. I will walk people anywhere that they want to go because, you know, when you're getting married, you need support, and you need support, and you need support from someone who has 90,000 Twitter followers. You need support from someone who has 90,000 Twitter followers, and someone who, even though 20,000 of those are bots, robots, you know, that have been designed to just latch on to your Twitter account to sell you something. And also, Marie wants to know, how do you make a marriage work? What's the advice on how to make a marriage work? And, you know, how do you make a marriage work? Well, first of all, there has to be love involved. And, of course, there's love involved in the entire universe, Marie. And that's your job to tap into. And, you know, when you choose to spend it with one person, you have to, of course, it's a very delicate dance of realizing that, you know, you're committed to one person, but you're in love with the entire world. It's like being committed. Well, it's like being committed in an insane asylum, really, where you are committed, but you get to play ping pong. You get, you know, to take your pills. You get to talk in groups about your feelings. And that's all a metaphor for the world. But thank you, Marie, for your call, and good luck with your marriage. I will be walking you down the aisle June 16th, unless something comes up that can make me money. Now, it's time for our sponsor now. Now, this is Velveeta deodorant, WHCD, and here we go. Velveeta full body deodorant is the premier name in toes-to-nose antiperspirant protection. That's why we're proud to sponsor the 2018 White House Correspondents' Dinner. Only Velveeta deodorant has the strength needed to survive the time-honored tradition of the super rich eating dinner while being heckled at by a poor person. Although the night got a little blue, there wasn't a moist pit in the house. The news media elite looked great being publicly shamed on live TV, and it came from years of work by dozens of dedicated flop sweat engineers who studied every correspondent's dinner since Eddie Foy roasted Woodrow Wilson for not knowing his onions. We spent years insulting hundreds of wealthy middle-aged men and their teenage brides. Using machine-learned observational comedy scraped from the photo album comments on Dane Cook's MySpace page and the barefoot contessa's secret journals of devastatingly harsh slam poetry, we formulated the strongest deodorant allowed by law. Try Velveeta Full Body before your next rich man fancy business dinner reaming. Oh, that was a great ad. So that's Velveeta deodorant if you're a rich person about to get roasted by a poor person. And yes, I guess You know, this refers a little bit to the correspondence dinner that took place, and Michelle Wolf did a very good job, and it was hilarious to me that she got skewered for, quote-unquote, making fun of Sarah Huckabee Sanders' appearance. You know, Sarah Huckabee appearance, it's her soul that's ugly. Do you understand? That's the ugliness. And the ugliness of Sarah Huckabee Sanders is that, you know what's ugly is lying and bullying and just being an obstruction to any reality. But we all know that she is just full of shit. What's really funny are the people who stood up for her. People like Andrea Mitchell. People like Andrea Mitchell, I don't know if you followed it at all, but she is some horrible reporter from CNN. Not really a reporter. She's married to Alan Greenspan. I'm not sure if Alan Greenspan is still alive, but Greenspan is, do you remember him, the head of the Fed when the economy completely collapsed because he didn't believe in regulation? He believed that Wall Street would regulate itself, and he was a descendant of Ayn Rand, who is another piece of shit apologist for complete and rapacious greed and not helping others and all that stuff. Sort of people who remember what they're called. Pieces of shit. People who think everybody should just be responsible for themselves and no social programs. Libertarians. Certain libertarians believe that, hey, look, I got mine, so fuck you, you get yours. But anyway, Alan Greenspan is the guy who oversaw the complete collapse of the economy because he thought Wall Street would regulate itself. And Andrea Mitchell is his wife, and she criticize Michelle Wolf for basically attacking the rich and powerful, which is what you're supposed to do. So kudos to Michelle Wolf, in my opinion. And Velveeta will help you. Velveeta full body deodorant, the White House correspondent dinner deodorant will help you. You know, with that. With that problem. Okay, we have a couple of more calls. So anyway, I just want to say that I did have a great show in Woodstock, and I had a great time just getting out of the city, and I didn't have internet access, which is why this podcast is late, and I didn't even have cell phone access because Sprint is not very good in Woodstock or up in the mountains, in the Blue Mountains. I was in the Blue Mountains, and I didn't even have cell phone access, so I couldn't check my phone, which was at first troubling, and then it was like, you know, it didn't matter, and I was looking at woodchucks who are very shy, and apparently they can burrow under your house and destroy the foundation, but I'm still very much a proponent of woodchucks. I saw deer on my friend's property. I continued to see deer all the time, but most of all, there was quiet, just unbearable quiet. I say unbearable because in the back of my mind was coming back to L.A., and the quiet was just unbearably beautiful. But let me put another question out there. Here it is. This is from Jim Earl.
I got a couple questions. First question, is it okay to eat baby romaine hearts? And if so, where can a man find baby Romanians for a good price? I also have another question. What's your problem? I'd like my answer in Morse code, if possible.
That was Jim Earl, and a couple of great questions. Is it okay to eat baby romaine hearts? And if so, where can a man find baby Romanians for a good price? Yes, it's okay to eat baby romaines. And where can you find baby Romanians for a good price? I guess Ralph's, John's, Trader Joe's. I don't know if you can hear in the background, but there is something being unloaded or loaded. Ah, there is the beeping. I don't know if you can hear the beeping in the background of the truck. Yes, the beep, beep, beep. Can you hear that in the distance? That's what I hear for... Ah, there it is. That's what I hear constantly in this neighborhood. As things get unloaded and unloaded and loaded into dumpsters, and I didn't hear any of that shit in Woodstock, New York, and it's driving me absolutely crazy. But Jim, yes, you can eat, you know, baby romaine hearts, and where can you find a baby Romanian for a good price is, again, in your finest supermarkets that sell Romanian babies. Also, he said, what's my problem? And can I deliver the answer in Morse code? And my problem is deet, 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 beep, beep, deet, 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 beep, beep. And if you hear the beep, beeps in the background, that is my problem. So thank you, Jim Earl. Okay, also, we have one more sponsor today. And, of course, it's probably our best sponsor. It's Cream Condoms First Love. Do you remember your first love? That tinge of excitement felt between you and the prospect of something new, unknown, and magical. Let the warm, sappy mucilage of the world's first liquid condom bring you back to that time of frightened anticipation. Your romance will thrive once your partner concedes to the astroturf feel of the world's first self-hardening condom. The exotic Fish Harvester Almanac says, quote, nothing in my life prepared me for the smell, and once I ate my way out of a live crab tank. Self Magazine suggests, quote, use it for your bikini area. God knows we have done weirder shit to look pretty. Seriously, though, how many more crunches do I have to do before the paper boy will fuck me? Cream condoms are now available at any of the locations located on the finest of Canadian pharmaceutical emails. Talk to a doctor if you notice spongy fingernails, smoke from the navel, flaking anus, sudden loss of testicles, and rusty bone syndrome. Hashtag cream condoms for your chance to win a 1 month supply. Cream condoms, the pleasure is all yours. Well, folks, it's been great getting back to Pep Talks and getting you this podcast via a little late. Usually I put it out Thursday every week, and usually with Steve Lolly, but I was away, and this week I'm going to be doing my one-man show, so it looks like I'll have to do another solo one, but we'll see about that. Pretty soon I'll be back in the studio soon enough, and me and Steve will be having guests. I know a couple of people have been asking for guests, and hopefully I'll be able to get that together, and until then it'll be this introspective exploration of our fear and loathing and desires and trying to find our true consciousness and our freedom, which is in desirelessness and fearlessness, as my beautiful dog Charlotte walks across the hardwood flooring, looking like the beautiful being that she is, and now she's coming up on the couch. But so anyway, I want to thank All Things Comedy, and please come see my one-man show, which will be at the Lyric Hyperion Theater this Wednesday, May 9th, and this Thursday, May 10th. You can Google Eddie Pepitone's In the End of Days at the Lyric Hyperion for tickets. And that's about it. I hope you guys are having a good day when this reaches you, and it should reach you soon, and I will talk to you soon.